AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has notified Congress the U.S. is projected to reach its debt limit on Thursday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
At that point, Treasury will begin to take extraordinary measures to prevent default.
Those measures include delaying some payments to allow for others deemed essential, such as Social Security and debt instruments. Stocks ended the week higher as the corporate earnings season gets underway.
JP Morgan Chase and Bank of America both reported better than expected results in the final 3 months of last year. Several big banks say recession is likely on the horizon, but it will probably be mild and consumers remain healthy. Still, high inflation is dragging down profits for some companies, but investors are optimistic inflation appears to be easing and the Federal Reserve may ease up on interest rate hikes. One big worry on Wall Street is companies on the S&P 500 index may report a drop in profits. It would be the first decline since the pandemic was crushing the economy. The big fear is it could be just the beginning. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump Organization has been fined $1.6 million as punishment for a scheme allowing its executives to dodge taxes. Meantime, federal prosecutors have charged the wife of an Iowa County supervisor with 52 counts of voter fraud for an effort to help her husband's ultimately unsuccessful race for a Republican nomination for Congress in 2020. And in Georgia, a bipartisan panel says the state's most populous county, Fulton, has shown considerable improvement in its handling of elections, and the state should not take them over. Meantime, stunned residents across the South have been salvaging belongings as rescue crews pulled survivors from the aftermath of a storm system that killed at least 9 people in Georgia and Alabama. Devin McGraw in Selma.
My brother came outside. He was like, I see a tornado. So boom, we closed the door and stuff like that. Everything just whooshing on through.
This is AP News. Stunt performer Robbie Knievel has died. Norman Hall has more.
Robbie Knievel literally followed in the tracks of his father, motorcycle daredevil Evel Knievel. Robbie Knievel completed a jump in 1989 in Las Vegas over the Caesars Palace fountains that left his father injured in 1967. His stunts included jumping his motorcycle over aircraft on the deck of New York's USS Intrepid.
Accelerating now to 80 miles an hour to make the jump. And he's done it!
Knievel's brother, Kelly Knievel, says the scary stunts took their tolls. He says Robbie died in a Nevada hospice after battling pancreatic cancer. Robbie Knievel was 60. I'm Norman Hall.
And Lisa Marie Presley will be buried at Graceland, her father Elvis's mansion in Memphis, Tennessee, next to her son, who died in 2020. Lisa Marie Presley died yesterday at 54 after being hospitalized for a medical emergency. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.